Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. So this is supposed to be big, scary thunderstorm day.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not till a little bit later. They were saying it was going to be this morning. It apparently is not. It's going to be like a little later today. Maybe not as bad as we had thought, but the high is 31 and it'll feel closer to 40 degrees today. That's with a 4 and a 0.
Yikes.
So if you're working outside, so I always love that. They're like, when I used to work outside, I'd hear the radio guys go, "Well, you might want to bring some water." It's like, thanks for that. I appreciate that.
Tips.
Days like today, you'd finish your water like early in the morning. You'd been drinking out of your like whoever's house you were working on. I remember drinking out of people's garden hoses all the time.
Yeah.
You're so thirsty.
Oh, yeah. Yellow hose sip.
So thirsty. Yummy.
Better than you think.
Yeah.
Better than you think. Don't judge until you try it. Now, check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
I am going to my first Toronto Blue Jays game in what feels like a million years today.
Yeah, that's
celebrating by wearing my Blue Jays jersey at the office.
Yeah, he is. Royal Blue.
It's an afternoon game today?
Yeah, it's at 3 o'clock, which means I'm going to be in bed by 8. It's
perfect.
Gonna be perfect.
Love that. I love that for you. Jax, what about you?
I got a very special message in my inbox this morning that I just want to bring attention to. It says, "Hey, Jax, my 14-year-old son just came out to me as bisexual. I'd love to take him to Pride. He's a little shy this year, but maybe next year." And I just want to say that if you're a parent, having like an open and honest dialogue with your kid, first of all, thank you. And second of all, keep it up, because this month and every month, it's so important to have these conversations.
Awesome. Yes,
I love that. And congratulations to him.
Yeah, that's huge.
Producer Leah, what's up with you?
Beyonce announced her release date for her new 16-song project, Renaissance, guys. This is huge news. It's coming out July 29th, okay? And this is big, because she hasn't released an album since 2016 with Lemonade. So, hello, we're excited.
Everyone,
this is going to be the best summer ever.
Everyone gives Rihanna a hard time because she hasn't put out an album since 2015, but Beyonce hasn't put out since 2016.
Beyonce's been around, though.
She's been single.
She's been putting out singles.
She has been.
Yeah, but
remember
you can
the
say that Rihanna's been featured on stuff, too.
She has been, too.
So, all this to say, you guys need to be easier on Rihanna, unlike me, who's been giving her nothing but runway.
True.
Hey, by the way, we reported yesterday that BTS had broken up. Well, apparently they haven't, but the reasons why are interesting.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so we told you yesterday that Korean pop icons BTS, who have come out with 230 songs in the last 9 years. That's right, 235 songs, actually, to be exact. And they have an enormous fan base. Whenever they put out a new single, we get mobbed by their fans.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, please play their stuff, please play their stuff. And it's, you know, it's nice because you love hearing from fans, although they can be a little intense. And then yesterday we found out, okay, well, they've broken up. They've done what every boy group does. They break up and they try out the solo thing. And then when they're older and most of them are out of money, they do a reunion tour. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And in the case of the Backstreet Boys, you know, the solo careers didn't work out. Now they tour together as successfully as a group and they're doing as well as they've ever done, right? So sometimes it's a good thing. But we found out later yesterday that they have not, in fact, broken up.
No, there was a clarification that came out. So their management label, HYBE, which is like notoriously, like they're very overbearing to like all their artists.
Tough.
Yeah. They were like, no, we didn't mean hiatus. They're staying together. The band is staying together, but they're just going to do their solo things because they lost $1.7 billion yesterday after that
in a day
came out.
In market value
wow. After that came out, because if BTS aren't together, like what do they have? And I actually just looked at the roster. Like they're still farming up other bands.
So they don't have a new group.
They have a new group. It's called like Together Tomorrow. That started in like 2019, but I can't Tomorrow Together, but I can't imagine that they're like at BTS's stature yet.
So there was a group called Menudo, which is Ricky Martin's original band.
Swept the world.
That's right.
Where are you going with this?
Well, Menudo was interesting because same sort of concept, except that when you got old enough to shave, you were out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then somebody yeah. else came in. So Menudo actually lasted a really, really long time. It lasted from 1977 to 1996.
I could have been in that group for 30 plus years. Well, that's I still don't shave.
You would have been in the group. Yeah. yeah you actually probably would have been a long, long time.
I'm basically Ricky Martin.
It was a revolving door of just hot men.
It yeah, was. It was. Because they couldn't, they never wanted to replace the entire group, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the thing with BTS is that now, okay, so you've done the worldwide success thing. That's a once in a lifetime thing. So for HYBE, which is the company
yeah.
behind them,
yep.
do it again. Mm-hmm. Not easy. So I just, the fact that they're quote unquote together but not releasing any more music and not going on tour still means they're not together.
Yeah, it's like in a relationship but like not.
Yeah.
Hey, we've broken up but we're still hanging out. It's bizarre. Yeah. It's bizarre. Yeah.
And that always works out really, really well when you've broken up and are still hanging out. Anyway, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe they're going back on tour to get some of that market value back.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Stranger Things Season 4 has officially passed Squid Game as the most watched TV show on Netflix.
Not really.
What? What do you mean?
English and non-English, it's still Squid Game.
Okay.
But if we're talking just straight up English shows, then Stranger Things Season 4 is Netflix's most watched show ever.
Beat out Bridgerton, too.
It did.
English and non-English. Okay, fine. Squid Game's still number one. I'm a little partial. Like, listen, I like both shows. I'm a little partial to Stranger Things. It's because we're deeper into the seasons. You know what I mean? I love the characters a little bit more.
I don't even like Stranger Things, but, well, like, that's huge.
You've never watched Stranger Things.
I have. I've watched the first couple episodes, and it's too spooky.
Oh, you know, it scares me. Is that Vecna? That's a character, right?
That's the character. Yes. Yeah. Hey, I like that you know that.
There you go.
Squid Game's still overall. But, you know, I have to say, it already has 781 million hours viewed. Squid Game has 1.65 billion hours viewed. Squid Game's been out for like a year, though. So yeah. Stranger Things 4 could catch this.
Could it?
Don't you think?
No.
It's been out for like a week and a half.
So that's 17 days that they've gotten that many views.
That's almost
781
half.
Million.
Nah, I think it's going to, I think the interest is going to peter off.
The interest, yeah. It's the principle that'll get you. Yeah.
So here's what I want to ask you, though. And this is something that Netflix is trying, and I'm not sure what the science is behind this, but they release it, they release a season in blocks.
Yeah.
But they don't release the whole season at once.
So like what Ozark.
They,
yeah.
Yeah. Ozark, they did the exact same thing. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out, and you guys, TJ's a new Ozark fan. Yeah. I want to know how you guys feel about, like, okay, we're going to split this season into two pieces.
I love it. I was saying, we were having the conversation yesterday. About a year ago, there was a bunch of shows that came out, like on Crave, that were, here's one season, it's 10 episodes of a show, and then the show's over, and they make you wait for it week by week. And when Netflix first came out, we loved the idea of being able to binge watch
TV.
Yeah. But having that little like week by week treat, I think has really grown in popularity, maybe because the pandemic made time not feel real anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Netflix is starting to realize that, but do it in their own Netflixy way, which is why they're doing the part one, part two releases. I actually really like it because it really gives you time to digest what you've watched. Ozark was the big one for me, where you get all caught up with part one. And then for like a month and a half, you're sitting there wondering what's going on because it left on such a great cliffhanger. And my fiance now, we were having like really in-depth discussions about it like 2 weeks later. It was awesome. I think it's a great way to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm okay with it too. And I like Stranger Things left me on a cliffhanger, but there's that anticipation factor. You know what I mean?
Just buckle up because the next episode, I think, is 2.5 hours long.
Oh. What? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they're like miniature movies.
I thought you didn't like the show, TJ.
Yeah, but I knew a lot about it for some reason.
Okay.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Drake won another basketball championship in his own basketball league. And for it, people online are, Adam, pull down the music, dunking on him. There's clips of the game that were uploaded on social media. And they show Drake's team erupting in cheers after his teammate Chubb scored a mid-range jumper. Then there were clips of him popping champagne, spraying it in the air, and Drake doing what seems like a fake press conference while wearing his own custom championship merch. Some people were being like, yeah, good for Drake, he's rich, he does what he wants, and he has his friends. And other people were like, oh, this is a little bit much.
Cool.
When you're so rich, sometimes you have to play pretend, okay? Like, I get it. I get
enough.
It.
Hey, fans are divided after our first look at Ryan Gosling as Ken in the upcoming Barbie movie, which is going to be live action. Warner Brothers tweeted out a picture of Ryan Gosling, and if you can believe it, he looks absolutely chiseled from stone, and he's wearing a denim vest. Some people thought it looked weird in the same sense that Sonic the Hedgehog looked weird a couple years ago.
No.
The movie stars Ryan Gosling, of course, and Margot Robbie as Barbie. It's going to be out July 21st of 2023.
It looks incredible.
And another common Brampton W. The first IHOP in the GTA opened its doors in Brampton. Right on Biscayne Crescent, right by the chip warehouse I used to work at. Toronto is getting a pedal-powered bar on wheels.
Oh.
The Pedal Pub. You might have seen these things kind of all over North America, especially. They're a very big attraction in various places, especially if you're at a bachelorette in Nashville. And Toronto City Council just voted to bring it here, except it's not going to serve alcohol. It's only going to take you to different bars.
This is the most Toronto thing ever. Like, it's like, worst. You can have fun, but not too much
fun. Oh, my God. We're adults here. Yeah. Can we be adults?
No.
Can we be treated by it like adults? It's crazy.
Did I do a good enough job of describing what it is, or should I get really in-depth with it?
Well, it's a pedal bike that's a bar.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And in Nashville, they did like a 3 or 4 year study in Nashville, and like they found that these things were holding up traffic. So they kind of cooled it down a little bit. But Nashville is the
bachelorette capital of
North America. Yeah, and it's a fun city, and you should try that pedal bar. Oof. Fun times.
Beyonce has announced the release date for a new 16 song project called Renaissance, but it's called Act One. Which means there could be acts after that, or it could be released in multiple different parts.
Amazing.
It sounds like it's coming out July 29th. We talked about this on Monday because she deleted a bunch of photos off her social media, and everyone's like, oh, I wonder what's happening. Gee, I wonder. Stranger Things Season 4 is Netflix's most watched show ever, at least English speaking. What a shocker that is. It already has 781 million hours viewed, and it's only been out for 17 days. The new season's already surpassed Bridgerton Season 2, which had 656 million, and Bridgerton Season 1, which had 625. It also put Stranger Things number 2 on the overall list for both English and non-English Netflix shows. Squid Game, if you can believe it, still number 1 with 1.65 billion hours viewed in just its first 28 days.
Okay. Huh.
By the way, Volume 2 of Stranger Things Season 4 is coming out on July 1st. It'll be 2 episodes.
Yay.
One will be an hour 20, and the other will be 2 hours 20 minutes. So.
Wow.
Yeah, next one, 8 days.
And then that's all we get until the final season.
Yeah, which could be another 3 years based on the last one.
Well, the pandemic got in the
way. The panini.
God.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I love that show so much, I don't want it to be over. Honestly.
Kids are getting old, man. It's going to be over soon.
I know. Yeah, we can't have them in the retirement home. Like, we got to end it. But man, I'm going to miss that show. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling is Ken, because there's the new Barbie movie, and he's Ken, and Margot Robbie is Barbie. And they're not even supposed to be the main characters of this. They're just supposed to be... The plot is actually supposed to be about somebody else, and it's going to be... Apparently, it's going to be a very funny movie. But they finally released the Ryan Gosling Ken look. And I didn't know this, but Ken is supposed to be 19 years old?
Yeah, around that age. Apparently, when Barbie was first introduced back in, like, the 60s, I think, from Mattel, she was supposed to be a 19-year-old. So I would imagine that Ken's not much older than her. Yeah. Unless it was a different storyline we did not know about. Yeah. But Ryan Gosling is 41, which is odd.
He looks doesn't great. Look 19.
No, he doesn't.
He looks like a 19. Really stressed out teenager at best.
Yeah.
like a teenager that's been through it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
When I saw this...
Smoking at 12.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Jack.
When I saw this come on my Twitter feed yesterday, it took my breath away.
He's a good-looking man, but people are upset about it for some reason.
Like, I'm gay, but... Not like.
Is the answer
there? I'm gay, but that's all.
I'm gay, but a Ken doll could
Jax,
get it.
Is the answer yes?
Okay.
Just need to know if the answer is yes. That's all.
The answer is certainly.
Okay, now, I guess people on the internet are like, "Well, it doesn't look like Ryan." It's like, well, it's not supposed to.
It's
He's
a
supposed
doll.
To look like a Ken doll. Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question about all this. Are we over analyzing this?
Yeah, we're overstimulated with the world right now.
Right.
Like, even, okay.
Like, we don't need a take on him, right?
We don't need a take on everything. No. Like, even, okay, the Marilyn Monroe dress that Kim Kardashian got in a lot of trouble this week for destroying, air quotes, and everyone got mad. Like, does it matter? Really?
Doesn't affect me. You know, I'll be honest with you. I have never seen that dress in my entire life.
No, and you're just mad because Kim Kardashian's name is involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
People are forgetting that she got the approval to wear the dress. It's the same thing with the Kendall. People are just mad because they want to be mad.
Can I be mad that he has a fake tan, though?
He's yes. so hot.
No, well, let's be mad about the fake tan.
The fake tan's pretty fake.
Can we just go back to how hot it is?
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, let's welcome Andrew to Ghosted.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well,
loving that weather, eh?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's nice.
Are we really on weather already?
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, how are you? How are you? What are you doing here? Why are you on Ghosted?
Oh, listen, my lovely lady Sonia isn't getting back to me, man. And it's getting to me, right? And I heard what you guys did for that last couple Chris Rock tickets, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we did do that. We did do that. Mm-hmm. So are you hoping to reconnect with Sonia and get her Chris Rock tickets? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, yeah. Yeah, basically. I'm hoping you guys can work that same miracle in my favor, you know?
Are you just trying to get Chris Rock tickets?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I want to go.
Well, I don't believe
I want to go with Sonia.
So why do you think you're here? What happened?
Well, to be honest, Sonia is a bit on the jelly side when it comes to me with other women. Okay.
Okay.
And I've noticed that when we go out, you know, like a woman walks by, looks in my direction. She just, something about it, you know, she gets a little irritated.
Yeah, you're too hot. Again.
I can't help how I was born, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do.
Look, I'm a nice guy. Look, I don't want to come off like that. Okay. I talk to everybody, right? I flirt with guys, I flirt with girls, right? It's just the way I am. I'm friendly, okay? And she wants me to tame that.
Okay.
And I can.
You got to put the tiger in the cage, bro.
All right. So let's put you on hold, and we'll call her back.
And find out the real reason.
After we play this song.
Okay.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Have you ever just needed to tame yourself for somebody?
No, I haven't.
That's what Andrew says is the reason why he's on Ghosted. Andrew has been dating Sonia. He said she's a bit, in his words, jelly. And he's a flirty guy. But he can tame it all for her. And we're still not really sure why she ghosted him, but that was the reason you gave. Right, Andrew?
Yeah, that's right. You guys nailed it.
The wild stallion.
So we're going to call her with you listening on the phone. Okay. Her answer, she won't know that you're there. So don't say anything. And we're going to find out what her answer is. Are you ready for this?
I am. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sonia?
Yeah, it is.
Hi. It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How's it going?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Doing good. We just we're calling to find out why you would have ghosted Andrew.
Oh gosh. I don't really want anything to do with him. It's kind of hard to talk about.
Could you give us one reason?
Yeah. If you feel comfortable.
You know what? Sure. So let's talk about how Andrew just kind of set me up for a failure from the beginning. He led me to believe a couple different weird things. First of all, he led me on to believe that A, he was a nice guy, B, that he wasn't a player, and C, that he really loved fast food. And so that's what I knew. That's what I was running with. Yeah.
So what do you mean about, maybe give us two details?
Yeah, what's the fast food thing? I'm really weird. Like, do you guys not like the same fast food or something? What's the
vegan
deal?
Did he lie about eating nuggets?
So they kind of tie in together. Andrew had several women as aliases, saved under fast food alias titles in his phone for different women. For example, a KFC was Catherine. Pizza was Pauline.
Yeah.
But there was lots of them.
Sweetheart. Hey. Honey. It's me.
Hello.
Sonia. Andrew's here. He's been listening on the phone the entire time.
Guys, this is an easy explanation, right? I get where she's coming from. I can hear it now. Listen. those people work at all those places.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, yeah, Diane works at Domino's. Okay? Marlene works at McDonald's. Right? Those are the places, like, I call them or text them because they'd be hooking me up. You know I love that fast food.
Okay, yeah. But you need an
in? Fast food restaurant. You need an in at Subway.
Yeah.
They're all sandwich artists.
You got a lot of fast food honeys there.
If you can save a little bit of money, I mean, come on. Who wouldn't?
They're right? Not shaving money off off a 99-cent burger, man. Are you kidding me?
Sonia, we were calling because we wanted to see if you guys could connect, but I'm assuming I know the answer.
No. I went through his phone. I read the text. I know that Diane from Domino's didn't want to give you a discount when she said she wanted a sexy FaceTime. So don't even try and pull that with me.
Okay, you're done. You're done.
No. All right. Well, anyway.
What's Sonia in this phone? Like, what restaurant is she associated with?
Sonia's the one and true only one for me. She's just on
it. Yeah, okay.
Chivalrous.
God.
Listen, before Jax gets to traffic, I just want to remind you that you can watch every Ghosted at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. And I'm not going to lie, we didn't need to play part two. Everybody kind of knew why he was ghosted without knowing the specifics.
Somebody said he must be a Libra. Jax, what does that mean?
You know what? I'm not sure a lot about Libra traits. Sorry.
Another text from the 647 says, I'm a nice guy is always a red flag.
He sounds like he wears Hollister V-cuts, too much Axe, and puka shell necklaces. Yeah. Hey, that's what I wore in high school.
Also,
okay.
Red flag. Puka shells are back.
Are they?
They are. Yes.
No, they're not. No.
Yes, they 100. I can
guess
tell
I'll
you
I'll have to break
fact.
My old puka shell back. Yes.
Back.
Love it.
Vintage.
Anyway, go ahead, Jax.
With traffic.
Oh, with traffic. True. Yeah. That's what we're doing right here. You know what? Your drive to work this morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so we're out of here. Ruby Carr is in for Shannon Burns today. And producer Lee, it's time for Star of the Show. What do we got going on?
It's going to be the unknown winner of Lizzo in Nashville or $5,000 because we're giving that away tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Yes.
Staycay or vacay. And, oh boy, it's going to be, like Jack said, she's jealous of the person who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So am I. And it's going to be very exciting. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Make sure you guys are all listening, especially those who qualified.
Last week, the person took the money. The winner took the money.
Yeah.
They didn't take Harry
Styles
in New York.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wondered what happened to that Harry Styles in New York trip because we must have bought the tickets, right?
Can we go?
Who's going? No. We'll it's not can we go because we can't. Somebody in like upper management's going to that Harry Styles concert.
No.
I want to know who it is.
No.
I want to know who it is. I'm looking at our boss, Karen. If she goes to New York in the next couple of weeks, Karen Steele, I'm looking at you.
You'll know.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.